up on second down.
So who remembers this?
Throws. Pass is going to be tipped and caught. Stokely's got it. Here we go. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5 to the house. Holy cow.
That was week one of the 2009 season, more than 3 years ago. And Brandon Stokely remembers it well.
I just remember seeing the ball up in the air and then, just kind of being in disbelief that once I caught it, nobody was there to tackle me that late in the game. And then after that, it was pretty much a blur. Just, kind of please don't get caught type of thinking.
Since then, Stokely has played for the Seahawks and Giants, but is enjoying a renaissance back here in Denver, paired again with Peyton Manning. And it was during Manning's free agency period earlier this year, while at Duke University throwing to Stokely and former teammates Dallas Clark and Austin Collie, when Manning's college quarterbacks coach David Cutcliffe saw that Stokely still had it.
Coach Cutcliffe, who obviously had a big influence on me, I think he talked to Brandon just about how he saw me. He said, "Man, you look good. You look quick. You ought to give it a shot." And so, all I told Denver was that, I showed him some film. And I said, you ought to consider it. Bring him in and work him out at least. And they brought him in. They were impressed enough with the workout. So, you had to talk to John and them. So, I think that workout did kind of give him some encouragement and give him some life. And he just running with some other NFL guys, and so I'm certainly glad he's been a big part of our team this year.
He wants Stokely in the corner of the end zone. Stokely goes up, makes the catch. Touchdown, Denver!
He's been productive on the field and a resource for the other receivers off the field, and without a doubt is enjoying this phase of his career back in Denver. From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.